In a moment, it works. In a moment, it works. In a moment, it works. What the heck is he going to talk about? I was talking with Stefan a few minutes ago, and we were discussing whether one had to be at the monastery to grow spiritually and have spiritual illumination and that sort of stuff. And I said, definitely not. If everyone had to be at a monastery who grew spiritually, that would mean nobody on earth spiritually, because there's so few monasteries and there's so few people here in a place like this, even when there is a monastery. But I said, what a monastery does for you, it helps you to be one-pointed. I'm on your back. We're having a program. We have things. And whenever you feel superior to the program's no use to you. And I gave him an illustration. When I was in high school, junior high school, we had class in algebra. Did you ever have algebra? Algebra. Algebra is the stupidest, dumbest, most illogical, unreasonable course in the world. A plus B equals C. Now, who ever heard of such a stupid thing like that? You know, what's A, what's B, what's C? And A plus R divided by X equals Y minus 17. Now, where did 17 get in there? Well, that's logic coming into play. Okay. Minus P, and P stands for 17. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know why we took algebra. I think it was required in our mathematical progression courses that we were taking, so we took it. And the teacher that I had was a very straight-laced teacher, a pleasant lady, but a very, you know, it's we're learning the principle. We're learning the principle. And she was not unkind, and you couldn't say you didn't like her, but you just didn't love her like you love some of the teachers that put their charisma into it. But she taught us, learn it. Just learn it. Don't judge it. Don't say that it's stupid. Don't say that it's dumb. It may be all those things, but don't say that because you're putting it in your consciousness, and then you will not like mathematics later on. You just stop yourself. She was very wise. So we did it. We learned it. And we learned it. And we learned it. And got to be pretty good at it. And then we went to Algebra 2, and we continued learning it, and we got even to be better. Then we went to Geometry. So, we could not see any value for this objective or subjective thinking, this way of thinking in a way that we're not familiar with thinking, thinking with symbols, A and B, meaning something. An A is a house worth $30,000. B is a house worth $30,000 equals C, a house worth $60,000. Now, who would ever think of a house being A and a house being $30,000 and so forth? These are just things that we learn. So we learned them. We learned them well. And then we also learned mythology, Greek Roman mythology. And it was fascinating. I love the pictures of all these naked people running around and living in their short little togas, you know, and the wind coming up and keeping them nice and cool. It was really nice. And I thought, gee, what a wonderful place to live. But I never had a chance to go there and live at that time. And so forth. But we learned in mythology that there are many, many gods, contrary to our Christian teaching. And we learned that there is a god of thunder, the god of lightning, Thor, our dear friend. We learned the god of the mount, and that's Zeus. And we learned all these other gods, Mercury, Terpsichore, and you name them, for every possible reason they had a god. And that's a good thing to do, because, you know, everybody could have their own god, and then they create their god in their own image, as whatever they could visualize God to be. But we had God as a different symbol. And for us, God was nothing. He was a man up on a cloud, usually, you know, a high cloud, a white cloud, always a white cloud. Yeah. And he would throw thunderbolts down at us when we were bad. And he'd piss on us, you know, when it rained. You know, that's not very nice, you know, but God's piss was very pure. And then he would shout at us with the thunder. And he would tell us, you know, to shape up and be good. And then he'd smile on us with the sun. And he smiled on us most of the time. He'd cry or piss, whatever he did, you know, on us. And we learned to symbolize those things. But we didn't think a thing about it. Hey, this is that symbology. And in that symbology, the Christian symbology, God is a God of love, God of mercy, God of joy. That's another symbology. We did not have any trouble with these two symbologies fighting with each other. This is the Greek-Roman mythology. This is the Christian ethic. This is what it's all about. Then we go back to algebra again. In algebra, we learned all these things, not judging one little bit, because there's nothing to judge. There's nothing to compare. You just had to learn it. So you learned it, and you applied yourself, and you just did it. Because there is no guessing it, no understanding it, no figuring it out. You just did it. Well, Stefan was saying, well, you have said, Herb, that some people can find their spiritual reality. They can enter into their bliss situation. They can enter into their master consciousness in a snap. And when they enter into it with a snap, it doesn't take long. It can take an instant, a day or two, or whatever. And I said, yes, that's exactly correct. And more people than you know have entered into their bliss in an instant, in a short time, because they followed the program 100% with no judgment, not thinking, I did that last year, and I've done that for 30 years, and I've said these things for 100 years, and I've done this, and I've done that. I've been in this church, and I've been to this guru, and I've been to this leader, and I've been all over the world listening, 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 listening. You see, that's what we say. And then, the one who is ready for the snap dedicates himself 100% to whatever it is they're asked to do. Without any judgment, without any feeling sorry for themselves, without asking, needing, or wanting anything, not having no wants, which is not an easy thing to do, because we're human. We want food, we want goosebumps, too. We want all that good stuff. Now, how can we do that? How can we, in a step, not want things anymore? Well, if you were faced with a dilemma, and that dilemma was very important to you, you could give it 100% of your attention and accomplish it, just like that. If you were faced with Diego at the age of 4 or 5, hanging on a rope over the edge of a cliff, and the postman comes up to you and says, Mr. Giarmini, you just won $5 million. Just sign here. I can't. I got my son on the end of this rope hanging over the cliff. I got to pull him up. Give me a hand. I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't do that. Just sign here. No. I've got my son. What would happen? Would your son be saved? Oh, you bet. Would you pull him up? Would you get the strength from somewhere impossible to do? Would you get it? You bet you would. You would not be faced with any circumstance you weren't able to handle if you gave it one pointed attention for whatever the length of time it took to do it. And this is where our difficulty is here. We are not able to give things 100% attention for the length of time it takes to do it. Now, when I say to you, we are all alone here, Ellen, you and I. Poof, you and I. Ellen, don't open the door for somebody else. Ellen, don't hold the door open. Ellen, don't set the table for somebody. Ellen, there's nobody else but you and me, just you and me. And you don't hear someone crying or calling or singing or dancing or doing anything. You don't see them doing something that attracts your attention. You're one-pointed with me. One-pointed. One-pointed. You're so one-pointed that you move right into your bliss. That instant, that's all it takes. That one-pointed concentration. So one-pointed that you are oblivious. Now, is that so difficult? You've been oblivious many times. Mm-hmm. Not by your choice. You have been oblivious because you were concentrating on something. But you weren't concentrating on something because this was your choice. Concentrating on something irrational. It's irrational to say you and I are here alone, right? Mm-hmm. It's irrational. It's irrational to say that you are number one. It's irrational to say that you're God. And you see, this is what we're training ourselves about. We're training ourselves to be one-pointed. And I work with you on this. And what do? You make excuses. You want to rationalize. You want to tell me it can't be done. I told Stefan. I said, you know, Stefan, you'll never know it. But every week, three or four people come to this campus that I work with who are completely stepping into their master consciousness, whoosh, and you don't remember they were here. You knew they were here when they were here. You don't remember they were here as they step into their illumination. When you have a spiritual healing, you don't remember you were ill, nor does anyone else remember you were ill. You see, this is what I'm teaching you, what I'm sharing with you. Does it make any sense? Does it make any sense that this does function? This does work in a very real and a very definite way. And if you want it, you're going to look like a fool to everybody else. You're going to look like an idiot to any person who happens to walk by. We did this in Italy when we were at the monastery, walking around through the town, up and down the hills by the monastery, and people would walk by, and you were not allowed to see them, respond to them, and they would say, good morning. And you thought, they think I'm stupid, they think I'm dumb. They don't. They don't think anything. They just think you didn't answer them. But you think all these things because you're so human. Whereas if you could just obliterate them from your consciousness, just completely be one with yourself, we could have had you all snapped out. Alias would have said, what did you do with my wife? No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't remember he had a wife. He wouldn't remember he had a mother for his children. He would just know that he had two children. Mm. He wouldn't remember any of that because then you would no longer be of this world. You might be in it, but you're not of it. Do you understand what that means? Mm-hmm. Can you understand how this principle works so beautifully, so simply, so disgustingly? Like algebra. You just do it and do it. You don't understand it. You don't understand all these things that you're doing. You don't understand all these things that I'm asking you to do, and you never will. And it doesn't matter. All it matters is that when I give you a program, if you want it, you follow it 100% and then watch the miracles happen in your life. Just watch the miracles happen in your life. And you won't remember them because you'll be in absolute bliss, a master. It's kind of nice. You're not losing anything, but you're gaining everything. He who would give up his life for me will gain everything. That's what Jesus said. Mm-hmm. And what he meant was, he who would be one-pointed will remember no more. Just read this story of the Indian, remember no more. Mm-hmm. It might have some bearing for you. I love you. You're wonderful. your masters.